On Wednesday's front page, President Obama tried to unify U.S. allies as more airstrikes rocked Tripoli. Forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi showed no signs of ending their siege of cities held by Libyan rebels. From census figures, the most startling example of modern urban collapse, Detroit has lost a quarter of its population in the last 10 years, and a film from the 1920s that presents Babe Ruth in a whole new light. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama worked to bridge differences among allies about how to manage the military campaign in Libya. He again said the U.S. would step back from a leading role within days. But he also said Washington was facing up to the complexities of running a military campaign with a multilateral force that had been put together quickly. Two U.S. airmen bailed out over Libya and were rescued after their fighter jet crashed. Other Allied fighters struck targets in Tripoli, but forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi showed no sign of giving up. The attacks by pro-Gaddafi forces were particularly intense away from Tripoli. In one western city, a rebel spokesman said snipers and artillery killed 40 people and wounded 189. Times correspondent David D. Kirkpatrick filed this report after he went on a tour sponsored by Gaddafi's government that was supposed to show damage from Allied strikes.
They took us to what was unmistakably a military target, two warehouses that appear to be used mainly for missile storage. Some people tried to claim casualties, but the most credible officer there said, in fact, they had some sort of intelligence or warning the strike was coming and moved all the people out.
Times reporter David D. Kirkpatrick. Also on the front page, four Times journalists who were held captive in Libya described the ordeal. Early on, one soldier said, "Shoot them." The soldier next to them said, "You can't, they're Americans." The four journalists were bound and beaten. That was the brutal beginning of almost a week as captives. In Washington, the Libyan ambassador is hanging on, trapped in a diplomatic no-man's land. The embassy was shut down by the State Department last week. Ambassador Ali Olayman Ojali broke with Gaddafi last month. He's now set up shop at home. He's hoping to reinvent himself as the official representative of a new Libyan government that does not yet exist. In this country, Detroit's population plunged 25% in the last decade to the lowest since 1910. Census figures show that on average, one person left Detroit every 22 minutes between 2000 and 2010. Wednesday's Times also looks at a shooting on Long Island where the guns were fired by police officers and the dead man was a cop. One issue is whether too many officers converged on the scene, making it difficult to control, with officers who didn't know each other milling around with their guns drawn. Wednesday's front page has details on a film of Babe Ruth as he's rarely been seen before. The film was discovered in a cellar in Illinois. It shows Babe Ruth wearing a cowboy hat and sitting on a pony. The film was probably made in 1927. It includes more than 3 minutes of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. There are so few moving images of Babe Ruth that even Major League Baseball's huge archive contains less than an hour's worth. Inside Wednesday's Times, seven black men have been shot and killed by police officers in Miami in the last 8 months. Some people there are calling for a Justice Department investigation. Some say Police Chief Miguel Exposito should be dismissed. He's a 37-year veteran of the force who became chief in 2009. He says he's not running a violent police department. He says his officers know how to de-escalate a situation rather than resort to deadly force. Congressman Harold Rogers got his dream job as chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. That used to be a plum assignment. The chairman had the power to dole out federal money pretty much as he pleased. But spending is now a dirty word among Republicans, and conservatives see the Appropriations Committee as ground zero for excess. So Rogers is spending less and cutting more. The school year in Japan begins in April, so schools hold graduation ceremonies in March. The commencement in the town of Kesinuma was scheduled for last week. It had to be put off because of the tsunami. The ceremony in the junior high auditorium didn't begin until refugees from the tsunami rolled up their blankets and moved to the back of the room. Israeli shelling killed 4 civilians in Gaza. The victims included 3 young soccer players and a 60-year-old grandfather who was coming out of his house. Israel was responding to rocket attacks. Hamas has fired more than 60 rockets at Israel since Saturday. Separately, an Israeli air attack killed 4 members of Islamic Jihad. Here in New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is fighting ads from the teachers' union with ads of his own. The ad war comes at a time when Bloomberg and the United Federation of Teachers have been sparring over his bid to change state rules on teacher seniority. The mayor's ad didn't mention the union. A Bloomberg aide says it was the first time the mayor has personally paid for a commercial related to a policy issue. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.